It's not an uncommon scenario. Someone develops a long-term illness that keeps them out of work for a while, or maybe a parent suffering from dementia needs care. Or, as happened to Carrie Norton, a son needs treatment for a substance abuse disorder. The experience wasn't just emotionally draining for Norton, it put stress on her job stability as well.
It was in jeopardy, and I felt like it was in jeopardy all the time. It was a great amount of anxiety.
Norton, who recently started a residential treatment program for pregnant women, says that she put nearly 100 hours into seeking treatment for her addict son, and cared for her grandchild once he finally got into rehab. Meanwhile, her job suffered.
And when I even went back, you know, there was still a long period for our family that we had to adjust. And it affected my work. So it affected my actual job performance, actually.
To get through that period, Norton says, she used up all of her sick time. After that, she didn't have any income to support herself or her son's child while she wasn't working. But there's a push in New Hampshire and states across the nation to introduce a program that could make scenarios like this a little easier. An optional insurance policy that would provide some income if employees needed to take time off to care for themselves or a family member. Amanda Sears is the director of the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy, an advocacy group pushing for such a program.
Places that have paid family and medical leave insurance, for instance, have identified they have much higher rates of retention of staff because people don't need to drop out for something like a maternity leave.
And while legislators have been working on a paid leave bill for over a decade in the New Hampshire State House, it's been stalled over concerns about how much it'll cost and how to make it work. But New Hampshire, Sears says, is lately facing a number of challenges that could be eased by a paid leave program. She's got her eye on the state's aging population and the stressors that the opioid crisis put on both addicts and their family members.
Having a paid family medical leave insurance program that folks can take advantage of while they are recovering or while they're helping a family member through recovery is a big part of helping our state overcome its opioid crisis.
There is concern among both employers and lawmakers that the cost of this program could make it impractical or unappealing. Sears sees this as a misunderstanding and a problem of educating business owners about how the bill would actually work. The bill, as drafted, would allow employers to withhold a half percentage from an employee's paycheck per week to buy into the insurance. It's up to the employees whether they want to buy in. Aaron Marsh, who owns a small juice and salad bar in downtown Concord, says that a program like this could help with employee retention. So that could work for her, as long as there aren't any surprises.
If the bill comes out and it's something different or that the cost is way higher than anticipated, small business owners are going to be more reticent to do it because it's just more of a squeeze.
But before the bill can prove successful with business owners, it will have to have its mettle tested in the committee process at the State House. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.